Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. I'm a small business owner, and I believe that this is a great tool for other small business owners. In small businesses, you need to create a team. And if you're starting by yourself, Constant Contact can be the team that you need. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by the 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to your favorite podcast. I hope you're having an amazing day, week, year, month, life, an amazing everything, because you deserve an amazing everything, and we're just here sharing this immaculate, amazing, beautiful vibe today. I'm really hyped about today. I'm really happy, and I'm gonna go straight into it. Danny, what do you mean millionaire at 21? What is going on? You have tea for us?
Yes, indeed I have.
I want to make a couple disclaimers. I'm making a lot of money. I'm really proud of where I am financially at a very young age. I'm doing something I'm very passionate about. I work on my craft. I am very passionate about what I do. And it almost doesn't feel like a job because it's what makes me happy. It's what makes me, even though it is a responsibility, even though I really have to put effort in and work and get the work done, I am very happy with what I do, and I'm very grateful. And also, I need to thank you guys, because this would not be possible without you. Okay? That's the first thing that I want to say. The title is more of like, oh my God, yes, I'm a millionaire by 21. I'm not a millionaire, okay? I'm doing pretty good. I don't have millions on my bank account yet. What I'm trying to say here, though, is I want to make this episode because a lot of people ask me a lot, hey, how do you do this? Hey, I need some tips. I need some, you know, strategies. How did this happen? How did that happen? I didn't know you can make so much money out of this or out of that. And what can I do? I want to just follow the same exact path. I'm making this episode because that's not how it works. Okay. And because I recently read this book that changed my perspective about being successful in general, and I just want to share it with you guys. I feel the reason why I am where I'm at today at a very young age is because I changed the way I think. Not because I was lucky or because I did something specifically, no. I changed the way I pursue life. This episode is going to be about healing your relationship with success and healing your relationship with being successful. Danny, what the fuck do you mean by that? What is going on? I don't know what the fuck you mean. Like, I just want to be successful. How can my relationship be broken with success if that's all I want to do? Listen, the reason why I want to touch this topic of healing your relationship with success is because most of the time we know what we want to do, okay? We know what we want out of our life. We know what we are good at, what we're not good at. We know what we are capable of. And we know that if we stop procrastinating and we got our shit together, we have a clear path of how do we want to approach things. If you have a goal in mind, whatever it is, small or big, you are capable of doing it, okay? If it's in your mind, if it's inside of your brain, it's because of a reason. And that reason is you are going to be able to fulfill whatever it is you want to do. The only thing that's stopping you, and I know this sounds cliche, and I know this sounds repetitive as fuck, but the only thing that's stopping you from getting to where you need to be is you and your own self-sabotage thing because you have not healed this relationship that you have with your own success. When we self-sabotage, and this is something that I read in this book that I keep recommending all the time. It's called The Mountain Is You by Brenna Wiest. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I love that book. I cannot stop recommending that book to every single person that I come across because I love it. It completely changed my mind. And it talks about how when we self-sabotage, when we procrastinate, when we self-sabotage, when we are stuck in our own head and in our own self-sabotaging behaviors or thoughts, or damn, maybe I'm not going to be able to do this. Damn, maybe I'm not good enough. Damn, maybe I'm not going to make it. When you are stuck in that type of thought, it's because an inner part of you that has not healed does not think you are worthy of whatever it is you want to make. That's why it is really easy for us to feel stuck, especially in a society, like, especially in the type of society we have right now where everybody seems like everybody got their shit together and everybody's just doing great and everybody's just, oh my God, yeah, they are doing amazing. Everybody's happy. Everybody's in a happy relationship. Everybody's doing great with money. Everybody's graduating. Everybody's like living a perfect, amazing Pinterest life. And it's not like that. And I'm here to sit down and tell you, hey, success is amazing, okay? Because success is happening right now. I'm not even half the path that I want to be in, okay? I've come a pretty far way. I love where I'm at right now, and I want to keep going, and I have so many things I want to pursue, but that does not take any credit out of what I have done up until this point. And I've learned that recently. If I become obsessed with chasing this goal that I have, I'm never going to give credit to myself for what I've done already. And I want you to start doing the same, because that's the only way you're going to heal this relationship you have with yourself and with getting things done. Yes, you might not even be there yet, but you're not in the start. You're not where you were yesterday. You always keep going. You always learn. You always move on from where you were before. Even if you don't feel that has happened, I promise you, you are constantly evolving and constantly moving and constantly getting better at whatever it is you're doing. If you thought in the past, like, oh, I fucked up and this, like, I don't know, this pushed me back so much. No, nothing is ever a mistake, okay? And nothing is ever pushing you back because we learn from mistakes and we keep growing from them. The reason why I'm telling you all of this is because if I would have not realized that, I don't think I would be here today where I'm at right now. And I'm not doing this episode because I want to be like, yeah, haha, look at what I did. Look, I'm like doing so much better than everyone. And like, yeah, I'm the shit. No. I'm doing this episode because I am really proud, yes. And I want to share that. because I want you to be proud of where you are as well. Okay? You're going to make great things here. You just need to heal your relationship. You just need to heal the relationship you have with your own success and with your own path. And understand that not everyone goes at the same speed. Not everyone is going at the same rate, because not everyone is going to the same place. You might want something similar from a different person, yes, but it is never the same place, because it is never the same life, because it is never the same perspective. It is never the same two eyes that saw something, that learned something, ever. Even if you went through the same situation with someone else, you both probably saw the situation in a completely different form. And even though you might have learned from it, you learn from it in a different type of way. Always. You are unique. And that is what's going to take you to wherever you want to get. Okay, yeah, that was great for a motivational talk, but I want to actually get into what helped me. Stop the procrastination, stop the, oh my God, when am I going to actually, you know, like, no. If you want to heal your relationship with your own success, start getting shit done. And what I mean by that is actually do something, okay? I am saying this because for the longest, I thought that if I learned about what I wanted to do, in theory, that was going to help me feel prepared, okay? If I wanted to do something, I had to learn so much from it, and I had to read so much for it, and I had to, if I wanted to do something, I used to feel like I had to read so much about it, and then learn so much about it, and then just have so many information about it in my brain, so I could just at least feel prepared for it, right? When in reality, the only way we're gonna learn something is if we actually do it. You're never gonna be perfect at whatever it is you wanna do on the first try. Nobody is. I promise you, nobody. I need to say this because for the longest, I really thought, I really thought that learning and reading and, you know, preparing myself for whatever it was that I wanted to do was gonna just make me the best at it on the first try. And even though, yes, I was a cocky ass bitch and I thought I was very good at whatever I did, I never felt prepared enough for whatever I was doing. And I need to say this because there's a part of me that used to always feel she needed to prepare, okay? If I wanted to be the best at something, I needed to prepare. I needed to read about it. I needed to get so many information about it in my head. And in the reality is, I'm never gonna be perfect at something. I can be really good at doing something, but I'm never just gonna be good at it from just reading about it. I actually need to do it. I need to act on whatever it is I wanna make, I wanna do, I wanna pursue in life. It's, for example, social media. If you want to start making TikTok videos, for example, and you just read a lot about the algorithm and how you have to talk and, like, in which tone and what type of makeup, what type of lighting, you get everything. And then you try to do one TikTok video and it doesn't work. And then you just give up because, oh, my God, I learned so much from it and I'm not good at it. Keep going. Keep doing it. People get to where they need to get, not because they learn from it, but because they never gave up, okay? And that's what I mean by heal your relationship with success. Like, actually believe you're gonna get there, and you will. People who get to where they are in life that you consider successful are only there because they never gave up, because they never stopped believing in themselves, even when nobody else did. Even when everybody else used to make fun of them, even when everybody else was like, what the fuck are they doing? If you believe in yourself in a crazy amount, and I'm talking crazy amounts of believing in yourself, okay? If you convince yourself that you will get to success and nothing is ever going to stop you, then I promise you nothing is ever going to stop you, period. Again, I feel I'm doing pretty good for having 21 years old. I am very proud of me. I'm not even half of where I want to be, though, in life. I'm not going to take credit out, though, but the reason why I'm never stopping and why I keep going is because I believe in myself. I don't care what my parents might have said at one point, what my friends quote unquote friends, because your friends always have to support you, might have said at one point. I didn't even care about what anybody was saying at one point. I just knew I was going to get to where I wanted to get. And that's all you need to get to where you want to get. If you're telling people your goals out loud and nobody's laughing, you need to go bigger. You are capable of doing every single thing you would do, okay? Just never forget that. Okay, great, amazing. I love you so much. I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. I'm really excited about the second season of That's It. And if you ask me, you're everything, okay? I love you. You're the best. So yeah, never stop believing in yourself, basically. That's it.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.